This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. The nation celebrated the 77th Republic Day, showcasing country's cultural diversity, economic progress and military strength in a magnificent parade at Kartavyapath in New Delhi today. President Draupadi Murmu led the nation in celebrating the Republic Day. The ceremony commenced with the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the National War Memorial, where he paid tributes to the fallen heroes by laying a wreath. The President arrived at Kartavyapath in a ceremonial buggy with the chief guests of the parade, President of the European Council, Antonio Costa, and the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. President Draupadi Murmu unfurled the tricolour, which was followed by the rendering of the national anthem with a 21-gun salute by 105mm light field guns. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, said the magnificent parade at Kartavyapath showcased the strength of country's democracy, the richness of heritage and the unity that binds the nation together. He said the parade showcased India's formidable security apparatus, reflecting the nation's preparedness, technological capability and unwavering commitment to safeguarding its citizens. The Prime Minister also highlighted that the country is privileged to host European Council President Antonio Costa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen during the Republic Day celebrations. News of the Republic Day celebrations are also pouring in from states and union territories of the country. In Jammu and Kashmir, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha unfurled the national flag at the Union Territory level Republic Day function at Maulana Azad Stadium in Jammu. In Punjab, the state level Republic Day program was organized at Fazilka, where the Governor Gulab Chand Kataria unfurled the flag and took the salute from the parade. Celebrations were also held at Atari border in Amritsar. In Rajasthan, Governor Haribhau Bagre unfurled the national flag and took the salute of the ceremonial parade in the state-level function organized in Jaipur. In Gujarat, the flag was unfurled by Governor Acharya Devavrat in Vav Tharad district. Sikkim joined the nation in celebrating the 77th Republic Day. Amidst the spirit of patriotism and national pride, Nagaland today joined the rest of the country in celebrating the Republic Day. The Indian diaspora across the world celebrated India's 77th Republic Day with enthusiasm at Indian missions abroad, where the national tricolour was unfurled and patriotic fervour was on full display. Meanwhile, Indian expatriates across the UAE marked the Republic Day with widespread celebrations at diplomatic missions and community centres, with large turnouts despite rain, cooler weather and the day falling on a working Monday. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen described her presence as a chief guest in today's Republic Day celebrations as an honour of a lifetime. She said, "A successful India makes the world more stable, prosperous and secure that benefits all of us." US President Donald Trump, Chinese President Xi Jinping, Britain's King Charles III and French President have extended warm greetings to India on its Republic Day. President Draupadi Murmu hosted at-home reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan on the occasion of the 77th Republic Day today. President of the European Council, Antonio Costa, President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other dignitaries attended the reception. A devastating fire broke out at a decorator's warehouse in Nazirabad, located at the outskirts of Kolkata in the Anandpur area of South 24 Parganas, claiming at least 7 lives. Several individuals remain missing as rescue operations continue. Local residents first noticed smoke billowing from the warehouse at midnight, while several labourers were reportedly asleep inside. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Mumbai Indians have set a target of 200 runs for the Royal Challengers Bengaluru in a league match at BCA Stadium in Vadodara. Put into bat first, Mumbai Indians scored 199 for 4 in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.